Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Friday, July 29th, and today we're studying in the Big Book, page 18, paragraph 5, the last paragraph, which begins with the man who is making the approach and ends with take up their beds and walk again. Today's readers are Reggie O. for the 12 Steps, Carla C. for the 12 Traditions, Julie E. B., Jordan L., and Shelley E. are here to read the text. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Thursday, July 28th is 19233. That's 19,233. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 19235. That's 19,235. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Julie E. B. Oops, I'm sorry, Reggie O. to please read the 12 steps. I'm jumping ahead here.
This is Reggie, Elaine. I'm on the 12 steps this morning.
Yes, you are. I'm sorry. I was jumping ahead to our text readers. Thank you, Reggie, for doing that.
Okay. You bet. Good morning, everybody. My name is Reggie O., currently living in Texas, gratefully recovered. And these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. What a pleasure it's been to read this for this month. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks so much, Reggie O. And Carla C. will now read the 12 traditions for us. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Carla C., and I'm in California, gratefully compulsive overeater, recovered today, one day at a time. And these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. When our common welfare should come first, personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me be of service. Carla C. in California.
Thank you, Carla C. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 18, reading the last paragraph, paragraph 5, and I will ask Julie E.B. to please begin reading for us.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. But the man who is making the approach has had the same difficulty, that he obviously knows what he's talking about, that his whole deportment shouts at the new prospect that he is a man with a real answer, that he has no attitude of holier than thou, nothing whatsoever except a sincere desire to be helpful, that there are no fees to pay, no axes to grind, no people to please, no lectures to be endured. These are the conditions we have found most effective. And after approach, many take up their beds and walk again. As I said, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And my life was changed by one person in whom the problem had been solved working with me. And they had no agenda. They offered what they had. They gave me encouragement. They let me find my own way. They did not try to play God to me. Since in the last 5 years or so sponsoring, I've come to realize, you know, what a gift of grace that was. And this is a something that all of us can look towards and ask God to teach us to move towards in our sponsoring, in our daily lives. Because for me, the fact that that no one of us is better than the other, I have no idea why it is that I'm recovered today. I could tell you that this happened or that happened. I don't know if I was ready. I don't know if I was exhausted. I don't know anything except I just met someone and they took me through the book. And my higher power became the source that I depended on. And it's wonderful that there's no agenda And there's tons of ways of recovering. And I can offer you what I have for a little while. And then maybe someone else will offer what they have for a little while. Either way, it's not dependent on the sponsor, but this one-on-one relationship can be a source of encouragement even long after it's not in your life anymore. I think about these people that I met that encouraged me. I am that person. As some of you have heard on the line, I was 300 pounds and bed bound 10 years ago. I was dying. And today I live joyous, happy, free, not every moment, but this is what my higher power brings me back to as the center again and again. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much for sharing, Julie E.B. So we value everybody's experience. We do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days and you'd like to comment on this paragraph, page 18, the last paragraph, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Deborah G.
Donna B.
Sherry Z.
Deborah G. Donna B.
Sherry Z.
Sherry Z.
Z is Golda H.
Golda H.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. Lovely lineup. Wow, and I think I actually got everybody's name fairly okay. If I mess you up, please let me know. Deborah? Was there a Deborah? I didn't get the first one. I love your last name. You'll be followed by Donna B, Sherry Z, Gilda H, and Jordan L. So please share with us, Deborah.
Oh, thank you, Elaine, so much. And thank you for your service and everyone. Thank you, Julie, for starting us off. And wow, I am just so grateful for this program and all of you and all your shares I'm going to hear. It's just so beautiful to be able to hear that presence, that divine loving presence through you. And that's the experience that I started to have. You know, I had a very loving, kind, gentle person take me through the beautiful 12 steps. And in that experience that I had, you know, I had that connection with power, with that divine loving presence for me, that I was able to do the same with another person. It opened me up. It opened my heart. It opened up my awareness. It opened up so many things, that connection back in alignment with consciousness, so that I could be what that presence, power, wanted me to be with that person, rather than coming from my head. And because I was cleaned of all that. I was all taken care of. Transformation happened when I went through the steps, so that I can take someone else that's suffering through that and have that same experience. How beautiful. How beautiful to be able to do this, to be able to help other people so they don't have to suffer anymore. And I'm just so grateful for this program and all of you, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Deborah G. Donna B., you're up next, followed by Sherry Z.
Back up. We have less than Sherry.
This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic. Thank you. I didn't hear my name because I was unmuting at the same time, so I wasn't exactly sure if I should begin or not. But what this paragraph reminds me of in something that I need to consider always is that I'm powerless over the outcome. I'm powerless over the impact that I have on people that I am, quote unquote, trying to help. That the way this program works is that I am a living example of what the power of recovery can do in a person's life. I struggled with my weight. I struggled with binging and purging by way of vomiting over-exercising, laxatives, saunas, spitting in a cup, anything to dehydrate my body, to eliminate calories. And now I live entirely differently. And I don't need to push a specific agenda. I don't have to push a specific way or course in which another person will or should become recovered, but rather focus on myself and the way that I'm working my program and noticing in myself the way that the miracles continue to manifest in my life. And I love that spirit in working with others in the rooms and also in parenting, that it isn't my job to tell my kids, do this, do that, do this. You make my dreams come true, but rather live in an esteemable way that perhaps they will witness something in me that will inspire them to pursue that which their higher power has intended for them to be. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Donna B. Sherry Z, you're up next, followed by...
Good morning, visionaries. This is Sherry Z, recovered in Southern California, and thank you all for your service. It's been a beautiful meeting, as it is every day. I wanted to share because I hadn't shared in a while, and it's so interesting to me because these instructions are not only how to be a sponsor, but how to be in the world, right? I don't approach people with a holier-than-thou, you know, just the sincere desire to be helpful. And when I do that in my work, in my family, with my sponsees, then God does the talking. It's like I'm just a vehicle. I'm no longer, let me show you what I've done, how many years I've been abstinent. Let me show you what I do. It's nothing. It's just, you know, I'm a person that has suffered with this disease. I truly believe that I have a twofold illness, a physical one and a mental one. And I work the steps with the sponsor, and this is what I do. And that approach to life is like, I'm not going to control you, which was the opposite of it's how I got in here. I just wanted to be in charge of everyone and everything and how they did things and how they should respond and what they should do. And this program said to me, you know what? You want people to trust you and you want to be trusted. This is just being a vehicle for God to flow through you. And it's so funny to me because now in recovery and for the newcomer, I was in the rooms for 31 years and had this and that and this short term, and now I have true food neutrality coming up on a year. I can't even believe it, of peace of mind. And when I walk through the world with the desire to be helpful, I walk as a messenger of God, and I don't think I'm God, which is the difference. So thank you so much. So glad to be here, and thank you all for your service.
Thank you very much, Sherry Z. Golda H, you're up next, followed by Jordan L. And then we'll take another lineup on page 18, paragraph 5, the man who is making the approach. Please share with us, Golda.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Golda H. from Israel. And it's good to be back to the meeting. Sorry. Excuse me. For me, this is talking. I love the shares. I love the shares. And I really don't need to share to get any more content across because everyone's just saying what I want to say anyway. But I need to share to keep my recovery. So this idea really is I'm inside my recovery, if I'm living inside the 12 steps, I know I need to give the message over in order to keep it alive. I need it. And I'm in that experience, and it's a heartfelt, soul-based, God-centered experience. As someone just shared, it's not about me, it's not about my ego or my agenda, It's just I'm in this experience of living inside of God's world or bubble, and now I want to share it. So that's how it gets transmitted without an agenda, even though it sounds like an agenda because I need to do it, but it's not. It really is a letting go. It's like whatever, however they respond, they respond. It's not about me. I love them. I care about them because I'm living in God's love and God's care when I give it over. And it's so blessed. It's like I feel like what else do I want in the world than to be able to share that with someone or to receive that from someone. And I just want to quickly share that I have 23 days today back in a structured food program. Doesn't matter which one. It's working for me. And what I'm finding is I'm finally neutral again after like 3 months. I'm neutral again about the food. Not neutral, but I mean I'm not in the mental obsession about food. So all the step work I've been doing in other programs or whatever, it's worked. It's now hooked up. It's clicked. And I'm very grateful that I feel like I'm giving service because God wants me to give service, not because I need attention. So anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Golda H. Jordan L., you'll be our next share, and then we'll take another line up on page 18, paragraph 5. Please share with us, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, Elaine. Thank you for moderating for us this morning. my name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado, and grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting this morning. So these are the conditions we have found most effective. I'm glad that Bill used that word, or that the first 100 writing this book used that word. It grabs my attention. There's another place in the book that comes to mind of where that word effective is used, and it's in step 10. Talking about continuing to take inventory and our new purpose or our new focus being to grow in understanding and effectiveness. and it's an attractive word. It grabs my attention. I can't say, like, I was not someone who, like, wanted to be helpful prior to taking the 12 steps. I just didn't, you know? Like, I was looking out for me and my ambitions and my goals and my drive and the things that I wanted out of life. You know, like the things that I had decided were important or worthwhile, you know. So when I took the 12 steps and I got to the end of it and I started sponsoring and those were the words that were like jumping out to me, like effectiveness. That was something that I just didn't understand how to be effective with other people. Cause I had this ego that was in the way of all of that. So it surprised me when I got to the point of sponsoring and that's what I wanted was to be effective was to like go out and share the fact that there is recovery from compulsive overeating. It really came as a surprise. And the fact that these are the conditions that we have found most effective. These are what we set up. Right? Like I'm responsible for the conditions. God's responsible for the results. And people's lives change. It's pretty cool. So thank you for letting me be a part of this and share, and that's all I got.
Thank you very much, Jordan L. And though we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others might share their experience as well. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days, please, and you'd like to comment on the last paragraph on page 18, the man who's making the approach and ending with take up their beds and walk again, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Darian K.
L.
Sherry H.M.
Nancy L.
Hold on just a second. Okay, I heard Darian K., Nancy L., and Sherry H.M. Anybody
Chris
else?
S.
Chris
Lynn
S.
B.
Lynn B.
I think there may have been two Nancy L.
Excellent. Nancy L. and Nancy L. Okay, so here's our lineup. Darian K., Nancy L., Sherry, and I don't know which one that would be. So let's see. We'll say that the person who said the two Nancy L's will be our second Nancy L, okay? And you know who you are. And Sherry, so Darian K., Nancy L., Sherry M., I believe it is, Chris S., Lynn B., and then Nancy L. Okay, Darian K., please share with us. And if you're not Darian, please press star 1 to mute your phone. Thank you.
Oh, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Oh, good. yes, I'm Darian K. in the Berkshires of Massachusetts. That's in Western Mass. And I am so grateful to be on the line with all of you this morning on this beautiful Friday morning. So I love this, you know, part of the big book Rich shares about carrying the message. And how to do it. And, you know, that's what my sponsor did when I first came in 1986. I didn't know what this program was about. I had been in, you know, pay and weigh diets and just thought this was another place I was going to go for a lecture and a food plan. And come to find out it's very different. And you know, it gives us a way to live a day at a time for the rest of our lives. Almost 36 years later, I still love this program as much as I did day one, and it means the world to me. And so carrying the message for me is paramount, you know, whether it's connecting on the phone or sponsoring people. It's just it's a way for me to get outside myself because I live in my head 24 hours a day. Well, maybe 6 hours of that is sleep, but the rest of it's in my head. So, you know, I have to make sure that I take that time to get out of my head, to get out of my own thoughts, my own ways of thinking and control and all this kind of craziness that only makes matters worse, and, you know, just work with others and listen to them and try to, you know, navigate this program with them. And it's a gift. It's a gift. I have so many people, so many contacts on my phone. In the old days, I think I used to write them all down in a little phone book. You know, now they're all just right there at my fingertips. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that I know that that's what I need to do. And I need to do it gently. I need to know that we're all different and unique. But there are certain things my sponsor called that are non-negotiable that I just think are important. And so when I sponsor someone, that's, you know, something I will say. And if that, you know, doesn't feel right for them, then they need to find, you know, someone else to work with. But, you know, other than that, you know, we just need to work our program and we hang up the phone and then it's up to that person and their higher power to, you know, to do what they need to do. And it's just a gift. It's a gift. When I don't have sponsees, and that's happened in the past, I feel a definite empty. And so, you know, it's important.
Gentle reminder.
Thank you. Thank you. To remain involved, both feet in the middle of the herd, all of those ways of thinking about the fact that I need to stay with the program and in the program and walk the walk, talk the talk, and do it all. So thank you, and I appreciate all of you.
Thank you very much, Darian K. Nancy L. number one is up next, and followed by Sherry N. M.
Nancy Hi, L. this is Hi, Nancy L. in California. I listen every day, but don't share very often, so thank you. What speaks to me in this passage is the fact that he obviously knows what he's talking about. And the last few days, I just realized with the reading that if I'm going to climb Mount Everest, I want somebody who's been up Mount Everest so they can tell me what steps to take each step of the way. And our journey is like climbing Mount Everest, so we need somebody. But speaking to the paragraph yesterday also, they also need to speak the same language, because if they speak a language I don't understand, I'm still not going to understand the path. So having somebody who's been there and can speak my language in a way that I can understand is just really important. And the second thing is the holier than thou and the attitude of humility. The first time I was a sponsor, I wanted to help them my way. And it didn't go over very well and didn't work very well. And it was all my fault. I was new. But I am learning every day that it is not about me and my, just because I'm showing the path doesn't mean their foot has to stay up in the same place that my foot does. They just have to take the same path. So that's all I had to say. Have a beautiful weekend. And thank you for letting me share. And I pass. Nancy L. in Southern California.
Thank you so much, Nancy L. Good to hear from you. Okay, Sherry, you are up next.
Good morning. This is Sherry H.M. from Washington State. So beautiful, recovered from, compulsive overeating, especially sugar addiction. So I had a really cool story, excuse me, that happened a while ago. I was in a thrift store and I was looking at some dresses, and a woman came around the corner and she said, "Oh, those are so beautiful. They'll look great on you because they're so tiny." And I'm actually normal body weight. I want to point out I'm 5'2". So anyway, and I said, "Oh, thank you so much. But you know," I said, "that wasn't always the case. I was in a like an AA sort of a program, but for food." And she said, "Oh my goodness, I've got that problem." She said, "It's almost like I'm a sugar addict or something. I just don't know what's wrong with me. My doctors have told me I've got to quit and I just can't." So I said, "Oh yeah, I understand. I totally get it." And I said, "Well, if you want, no pressure, but I'll give you my phone number. And if you ever want to talk about this program, you know, maybe we can go to coffee or whatever." So anyway, I gave her my phone number. And about, 15, 20 minutes later, she texted me. And she's so anxious to go to coffee. So we went, a couple days later. And I shared my experience, strength, and hope. And then I got a call from her, I think, about a week ago, and she left a message. "Oh, I'm so grateful, and you know, I'm in the program now. I have a sponsor." She has a sponsor from Vision, so that's pretty wonderful, I think. Anyway, we talked the other day, so I'm just so very blessed that God, shared this program with me, and I can, just have a piece in other people's stories. So anyway, thank you so much. And it's Sherry H.M., Sherry with a C. Thank you, and have a great day. Bye.
Thank you so much, Sherry H.M. And Chris S., you're up next, followed by Lynn B. Star one to unmute, Chris. Chris S., star one to unmute.
Hi, this is Chris S., gratefully recovered one day at a time from Wyoming. And I had to call this morning just because it's been so long. I can really resonate with those who've gone before me this morning and shared. I can really relate to what has been put out there. Sponsorship for me is just such an important place for me to be right now. And I thank God every day that He's put people in my life that have changed my life as I attempt to make a difference in theirs, as I attempt to put their hand in God's hand. And I think that's what it's all about. It's making that connection to God that has made all the difference. The word deportment, every time I read that, I have to look it up. And it's a way of manner, a way of behaving, a way of acting. And it humbles me to think that that's where I'm at. And I'm just so thankful that I'm able to come to these meetings, and I'm able to talk with people that want to have something happen in their life that's beyond their understanding and beyond their control, that we all do this just one day at a time. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Chris S. Lynn B., you're up next, followed by Nancy L.
Hey guys, this is Lynn Burkett, compulsive overeater. Everybody can hear me, right?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, great. Okay. So compulsive overeater, would like to say recovering compulsive overeater, but I don't know what that looks like yet. excuse me. Just want to start out by saying that I absolutely love this meeting. I'm not exactly new to OA, but I'm just new to coming back, and somebody told me about this meeting, and I've been coming every day, and it's been very helpful. I love the structure of the meeting. You know, everybody, you know, just shares their spirit, strength, and hope. There's no crosstalk. I really appreciate that structure, and it's been very just beautiful, you know, helpful to me. I've been in AA for 28 years. I've been abstinent from alcohol for 22 years. I've been a therapist for 18 years. I quit smoking 9 years ago. So I get it. I've got lots of experience, strength, and hope to share in regard to a 12-step program. And my experience with, not drinking and not smoking has been spiritual. You know, it's been the short 12-step program. It's been profound. But I've struggled with food for 42 years. I don't get it. I've gained and lost too many pounds to count. I'm scared to even count it. And it's all about just wrapping my brain about what abstinence means in this program. I've continued to be involved in AA all these years because it's my spirituality. It's how I live. It's how I cope with life. But I haven't found that solution with food. And again, I know the solution is there. It's a matter of me wrapping my brain around, you know, what abstinence is. Maybe it's definitely the addiction to food and the allergies and all that stuff. But this first time I've shared, and I just wanted to put myself out there because it's time for me to get a sponsor, and get some of this, beautiful recovery that I'm hearing about in these meetings. I'm ready to slay this last dragon and work some steps and do some deep work and figure this out. So, or lean into my higher power to figure it out and do this thing called abstinence with food. Abstinence from compulsive overeating. So anyway, I really appreciate you guys. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Lindy, and grateful that you shared. There'll be newcomers leaving their, available sponsors leaving their number at the end of the meeting. So stand by with a pen ready. Okay, Nancy L., please share with us.
Well, thank you so much. This is Nancy L. in Arizona. And, when I came to OA, it seemed like I just couldn't understand what they were talking about. And till finally someone did show up with the answer, and she shared with me about being recovered and made the steps to where I could fathom that maybe I could get this too. And this one last sentence that says, after such approach, many may take up their beds and walk again. And, you know, the word beds and walk are just popped off the page to me this morning because, you know, when I was so overweight and absolutely hopeless, I think I was like right around my late 40s by then. I did not want to get up. It was painful to walk. I think I owned about 4 different handheld massagers that I would use throughout the day and night, or hot pads or cold pads or whatever, because my joints ached so badly. But I am so very, very grateful, and I'll never forget her. The girl that just stood there when it was time to share, we all stood. So she was standing there sharing about her recovery, and tears just came to my eyes. I go, I think I'm hearing the truth here. I think I'm hearing something that, not that anyone else was lying, but I just wasn't hearing the message. We all know what the message is, the message that carries the depth and the weight in this program. I'm so indebted to her and to OA. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nancy L. from Arizona. Okay, we do have time for maybe 2 more shares. And if you haven't shared in the last couple of meetings, we'd love to hear from you. Please press. Who was that again?
Patricia P.
Patricia P. And anybody else? Star 1 to unmute. Okay, Patricia P., please share with us. And I will say that you're a little quiet. If there's a way you could speak a little more loudly, yeah, that would be great.
I've been in and out of OA for years.
Hi, Patricia. We can just barely hear you. Can you turn up your phone a little bit or speak a little louder?
Yeah, I forgot to put the speaker down by my mouth.
There you go. That's perfect.
Microphone. Yeah. I had been in and out of OA for years, but was unwilling to think about working the steps. And recently, last night, I was able to impress to read the introduction and forward to the 12 and 12, which I asked my sponsor if we could start reading that book together. And it looked like it's going to be something I can deal with, so I can really work the step instead of just living on my own, own power, because I feel like I might get a relapse this way. I have been almost 4 months free from compulsive eating and food behaviors, and so I just wanted to pass on that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patricia P. We do have time for 1 or 2 more shares. If somebody would like to comment on page 18, paragraph 5, press star 1 to unmute and let us know.
Adrienne G.
Okay, please go ahead, Adrienne.
Hi, everyone. Adrienne G. I think it's my turn to share. And I am new to Vision for You. And it's my first time speaking up. I'm not new to the 12 steps and compulsive overeating has been my vice of choice from the moment I could pick up food, I believe. It's the allergy and the obsession I was born with. So a Vision for You has really spoken to my core, and I do feel that I have began walking in my faith with my higher power, and he's now dialed into my thinking when it comes to food in a way that I haven't experienced ever. Food has been a comfort. Food has been a way to relax. Food has been a way to socialize. And now this conversation with food has changed, different channel. and I'm excited. I have a sponsor, and I'm working my OA steps, and I'm so grateful to be here with you all in the herd. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Adrienne G. Glad you're here. And Bonnie, you're going to be our last share for today.
Hi, thank you. This is Bonnie W. from Northern Nevada, and thanks, everybody, for your shares. So I'm currently just starting on step three, and when I think about people sharing their experience, I think about how silly I've been. For years and years and years, I've not necessarily visioned, but 12-step, and never really had a grasp on recovery, and yet that didn't stop me from going out and, like, trying to save the world. You know, you need to do this. How about this 12-step program? You need to do this. And here's this program that'll help. And I realize how full of myself I've been all these years. What I really need is humility, and how silly for me to think. Well, I don't know if it's silly, but at any rate, how I was trying to share something that I didn't even have. I didn't even have myself. I can be filled with the promises and hope and faith, and the message comes to me today. Stay the course and work this course in this beautiful plan of the steps. Stay within the steps and stay humble. And at some point, those opportunities will arrive, you know, or not, where God decides maybe I have something to share with someone. But think of how egotistical it was for me to think. I mean, I would go, like, I would carry cards, call this number. And at one point I thought, you know, I could just hand these out to all the fat people. I mean, is that egotistical or what? And so prideful when I think of it, and shoving it on people. And so kind of a different bent from what everybody's sharing. I think for me, the message just comes, you know, stay humble, stay the course, work these steps, feel, be recovered. And at some point that being recovered is going to be the attraction, not me pushing some sort of agenda. So apologies to those millions of people that I thought I was going to heal and and whose lives I thought. I mean, I guess I thought I was still the director of the play, huh? So I am not. And today I'm grateful that I am not, and that I'm willing to be humble and listen to a higher power and just work my steps, work on those beautiful, beautiful steps. So thank you, everybody, for your shares today. I so appreciate it. And pass.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for your share, and everybody for your share. It's just a beautiful meeting. Thank you all. Okay, we're now going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Jordan L. please read a vision for you? Star one to unmute, Jordan L.
Hey, sorry about that, Elaine. I got caught up doing something else. Okay, 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize that we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until